Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner scores. McQuinn scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive towards short. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Kramer moves to second. two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Kramer scores. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Johnny Brocan now pitching. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Brocha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brocha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hogue. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes moves to second. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0-for-1 in the game. Broca hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Broca moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. Broca scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. John Whitehead now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grimes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Heath steals second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0-for-2 in the game. Broca is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Hemsley moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Campbell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman pinch hits for John Whitehead. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Gill now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0-for-3 in the game. Broca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive towards short. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broca fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.